Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. Assalamu alayki. Ya bint Rasulillah. Ya Fatima Zahra. Sayyidat Nisa'l Alameen. Today we send our condolences to the living Imam, Imam Sahib al Asri wa Zaman, and to all his Shias around the world, alive and who passed on, for the Shahadat of Lady Fatima Zahra, Sayyidat Nisa al Alameen, the mother of all Imams, who was given the epithet by her father, the Prophet of Islam, of Ummi Abiha. But why was she given this epithet by her father? One idea that exists is based on the following. She loved and cared for her father, and she attended to him whenever he was ill or injured after a battle. And after the death of her mother, Lady Khadija alayha salam, she attended to her father even more than before. The Holy Prophet would stand up to receive Lady Fatima Zahra whenever she would enter. And this was against the Arab customs for a father to stand up for his daughter. And this shows the high status that was accorded to Lady Fatima by Allah. On one event, when the Holy Prophet was in prostration, the enemies of the Prophet threw the intestines of a sheep at the Holy Prophet. Lady Fatima, with her little hands, she was a child at the time, she went to her father and removed those intestines. She put them away and she gently cleaned the head of her father and guided him towards their home. These are all part of the first idea for why Lady Fatima Zahra earned the title of Ummi Abiha. However, we'd like you to ponder on the following points and consider that maybe there's another reason for this title, this epithet. Because after all, there is nothing that the Holy Prophet or Allah says or the Imam said that have only one dimension. Islam is multidimensional, and we must get to the core. For example, we have some hadith from the Holy Prophet, such as, I am the chief of the prophets, and Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam is the chief of the successors. And after me, my successors will be 12, the first of them being Ali ibn Abi Talib, and the last of them being Al-Mahdi. The first of them is my brother, and the last of them is my son. So he was asked, O Messenger of Allah, who is your brother? And he said, Ali ibn Abi Talib. And then they asked, who is your son? The Holy Prophet replied, Al-Mahdi, the one who will fill the earth with justice and equity, like it will be brimming with injustice and tyranny. So what do you think? Do you think that being the mother of 11 successors and the wife of the first of those successors, each who were the legacy of the Holy Prophet and continued his noble mission, may possibly earn the title of being Ummi Abiha? Something to ponder on. I would like to end with a tradition that says the lineage of a person is their manners. The Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said himself, I was not sent but to a noble mankind. And it was the 11 Imams that continued and completed the mission and the ennoblement of mankind. And it is this Lady Fatima Zahra who is the mother of these Imams. And therefore, it can be said that she is the mother of her father, the Ummi Abiha of the Holy Prophet of Islam. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.